Now, a little bit earlier, we were debating whether the media should report global warming and its causes as fact or opinion. This has been prompted by a decision by the BBC to abandon plans for a day of special programming about climate change. In the past couple of weeks, big hitters in the BBC have been lining up to criticise the idea. The BBC television news programme Newsnight, the editor of that show, Peter Barron, said it's absolutely not the BBC's job to save the planet. Head of BBC television news, Peter Horrocks, wrote it's not the BBC's job to lead opinion or proselytise on this or any other subject. So do you want the media organisations you use to treat climate change as a fact or an opinion? You can post now, bbcnews.com/worldhaveyoursay.
It's also worth saying that BBC television has said, our audiences tell us they are most receptive to documentary or factual style programming as a means of learning about the issues surrounding the subject of climate change. And as part of this learning, we have made the decision not to proceed with the Planet Relief event. This decision was not made in light of the recent debate surrounding impartiality.
Let's bring back in Mark Lioness, an environmental researcher and campaigner, and Professor Frank Ferretti of the University of Kent in Canterbury. Both of them joined us earlier to share their opinions on this issue. And we can also bring in Keith Farnish, who's called the Earth Blogger. Hi there, Keith.
Hi, Ross.
The Earth Blogger, that's a pretty cool moniker. How do we find your blog?
If you go to theearthblog.org, then you can see what I've got to say.
And what do you have to say on this? Do you think this BBC, not just the BBC, any media organisation should treat climate change as a fact now?
Well, science is a funny thing. Fact is not doesn't generally come into science. You have theories and you have evidence. Nothing's ever proven in science, but as near as we can ever get it, if we could call it facts, then we should call it facts, because the vast bulk of scientific evidence is saying that humans are at least contributing a significant part to global warming and climate change.
But while there remain such questions as there are, and you only have to look on the internet or to watch certain television programs to know that some people very much doubt the science about climate change, shouldn't media organizations represent those doubts?
Absolutely, and if media organisations were to represent those doubts, then they would still be outweighed about 1,000 to 1 by the people who don't doubt it.
Eric says, even President Bush accepts climate change as a fact now after decades of conservative denial. The debate is over. For the media to treat it as a continuing debate would be irresponsible. And ZK in Singapore has sent us an email regarding Luciano Pavarotti. He says, I'm not old enough to have enjoyed Pavarotti's heyday, neither am I old enough to enjoy opera. I doubt most people under 20 do, but just the name Luciano Pavarotti evokes thoughts, powerful thoughts. A great man with a great voice who will be missed.
I'm curious about that first email you read, Carly, with the person saying the debate is over. It's not the first time I've heard the phrase today talking about this issue, but Professor Frank Ferretti, is the debate really over? Because when you look around you, it doesn't seem to be.
Well, I think the very fact that people insist that the debate is over is what's so worrying, because basically what they're arguing is that there's only one legitimate point of view. Unless you fall in line, you're a denier, you're as bad as people who denied the Holocaust or people who apologized for slavery in the past, and therefore beyond the pale. And I think that whenever people adopt this intemperate language, it's always a sign of existential insecurity and indicates that, in fact, nothing very much has been settled. And one of the worrying things about this discussion is that when you say the debate is over, what you really are saying is you do what I tell you. You live your life according to the way we think it's best suited for you. It's not up to you to decide how you conduct your affairs. No, we are here to raise awareness. We are here to, in a sense, tell you, you know, what your life should really be about. And I think what's confused in this discussion is not whether science is right or wrong on this subject, but it's really about how we should lead our lives. Planet Relief was not about transmitting facts.
And that's the name of the planned BBC Day.
That's right. Planet Relief wasn't about, for example, transmitting information, scientific information, or like the way you would transmit information about an algebraic equation. It was about raising awareness. It was giving us advice as to what we should do as human beings in order to deal with what it saw as a particular kind of problem. So it really was an ethical, moral project rather than a scientific one. And I think we shouldn't confuse the two, which a lot of your listeners are doing at the moment.
Well, let's bring in Mark Lioness. Do you think the BBC was being ethical and moral? And even if it was, is that a problem?
I think the reason we're even having this debate shows how deeply politicized the issue of climate change has become. So we often have a debate in sort of scientific, couched in scientific language, which is really about different worldviews, and much of what's characterized as either denial or skepticism or whatever about climate change comes from the fact that people aren't able to accept the science, what the science is telling them, because it conflicts with their worldviews regarding, I don't know, economic growth or the need for continued prosperity and so on. And that's, I think, what all this is rooted in. And to be honest, if major institutions were to continue to have a debate about the scientific basis of climate change, you also need to debate evolution every time you talk about biology and bring in the views of those who think that God created the world in 7 days. And you need to bring in HIV/AIDS skeptics every time you talk about an AIDS conference in South Africa. So there are so many issues which you could talk about indefinitely that I think, really, given that science has spoken very conclusively on this, it's really up to major organizations to accept the factual basis of the science and then to lead on to much more legitimate areas of discussion, such as how we respond to it. And that's, I think, where I agree with that's certainly not settled. It's up to all of us to decide how we want to change our lifestyles and so on.
That's a potent word to use, though, legitimate. You said the legitimate discussion is what should be done about it rather than whether it's happening. If you're listening wherever you are, do you think that that's the correct word to use, that a legitimate discussion is one about what to do about climate change and what it's doing to our planet, and an illegitimate one is still to carry on talking about whether it's happening or not when the bulk of scientific opinion says it is happening?
Mohammed in Pakistan has emailed. He says the issue of climate change must be accepted as a fact and should be introduced as a subject in the syllabus of schools. Stuart says, I'm a man-made global warming skeptic. This does not mean that I am certain that it's not our fault. It means that I'm not sure. I say, show me the evidence. As far as I can tell, the evidence is not as black and white as some would have us believe.
You're listening to the BBC's World Have Your Say. It's a news programme where you select the stories every day. If you'd like to get involved in that, suggest stories for tomorrow or any time, really. The blog is the place to do it, bbcnews.com/worldhaveyoursay. We just heard an email there saying it's not as black and white as it seems, this climate change business. We're talking about it because the BBC had planned a day of special programming about global warming, which it's decided not to go ahead with. Nothing to do with impartiality, says BBC Television, and lots of other people saying they think that it is. Let's bring in Dr. Benny Pizer from the Liverpool John Moores University, a social anthropologist. Dr. Pizer, good to have you on the programme. We just had that email there saying it's not black and white, and media organisations shouldn't treat it as such.
Well, of course not, but as far as I understand the controversy, it's not really about the science at all. This wasn't a programme about a BBC programme about the science of climate change. It was more a programme similar to Life Earth, where you raise awareness. So I think the problem here is...
But it's raising... The fact that it's choosing to raise awareness is based on the assumption that it's happening.
Yeah, I have no problem with that at all. It's as if no one knows about climate change. We are hearing the issue of climate change every day. We can't escape it. It's in the papers, in the news. The problem with the BBC program was not about the science or about skepticism. It was that the BBC bosses were afraid that the BBC looks even more campaigning, as it is already appearing to many people. So it's about the role of the BBC, and if the BBC does programs on the science of climate change, I don't think if it is in an accurate way, if anyone has a major problem with it. It's the campaigning issue, it's the propaganda issue that was of concern.
Let's get a last word with Keith Farnish, the Earth blogger. Self-styled Earth blogger, I should say. Keith, I mean, there we have Dr. Pizer saying it's not for... A lot of people are concerned about the BBC taking a campaigning position, but do you think that asserting that climate change is happening and that we should be more aware of it is a campaign, or is it just simply stating the fact?
Comic Relief talks about the fact that there are welfare issues around the world.
And that's an annual or biannual fundraiser at the BBC level.
We could say that BBC are campaigning and taking a position there, but it happens, and no one has actually made this point. I do have questions about the validity of these telethon-type campaigns. I think BBC do fantastic documentaries. I think an issue like climate change has limited value for something like a Planet Relief or Earth Relief But nevertheless, I think this is certainly a very valid issue for the BBC to continue presenting.
One last word as well with Professor Frank Ferretti. Frank, you've heard a number of different opinions. Are you any more convinced that there are certain issues, if not climate change, which media organisations can make a stand on?
Well, I think that media organisations can always make a stand, and I always admire campaigning journalists, as long as they make it very, very clear that they are campaigning journalists rather than scientists or objective, neutral individuals. And I think that's really where the problem is found, where this kicks in. It's really a confusion of what is a documentary or what is public information with a crusade. I don't think we should confuse those two. They both have legitimate roles, but we shouldn't confuse them in the way that Planet Relief set out to do.
Okay, good to speak to you. There's Professor Frank Brady, as well as Mark Linus, Dr. Benny Pizer, and Keith Varnish. Thanks to all of you for coming on.